ways to a better direction. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Jared Morris. Episode number 1103 is here. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Must restrict any movement that might bring you into contact with others during quarantine and limit your activities. Self-quarantine ensures that you do not pass the infection on to others. On the last day of quarantine, the last contact between you and the person under COVID-19 is bedridden. It is vital that people who may have coronavirus do the right thing and limit their contact with others by staying at home. Stay home from work, school and other public places such as restaurants, bars, cafes, restaurants and hotels as often as possible. Those who are waiting for test results for coronavirus should isolate themselves to prevent possible spread and contact with other people with the same disease. If you have completed 14 days of mandatory self-isolation and have received a negative test result after having performed negative tests due to symptoms and instructions from your doctor developed under COVID-19, and your isolation has ceased, you can resume normal activities and work. If you are ill and are already in quarantine, traveling or otherwise, stay in isolation for 2 weeks, even if you test negative. You can get out of isolation until your symptoms have disappeared, but you don't have to wait another 2 months or even longer to be in close contact with a confirmed case. However, if you were ill, even though you tested negative, and you remained in isolation for the full 2 weeks, this could cause serious health problems for you. If you still have a temperature, you should stay home and your temperature should drop in a few days, but some people will have a dry cough for a while. If you are better and your temperatures are normal again, you will be able to end your isolation. If you are tested negative for COVID-19 in the following scenario and you feel healthy and do not experience symptoms, you should stay home from quarantine until you feel healthy. If you or someone else has COVID-19, stay at home and see a doctor to decide when you can end your quarantine and help others. If someone has COVID-19, he starts the 14-day quarantine at home and the last day of quarantine is the beginning of isolation at home. If you have close contact with a person who is ill during quarantine, you may have to end this quarantine and live with them in isolation for 14 days. You can't live in the same room as someone who had COVID-19 for more than 14 days. How to take care of someone who is quarantined? If someone is in their house who has COVID-19 and behaves on the last day, you can resume quarantine. If the person you live with tests positive for COVID-19, they are considered close contact and are likely to be asked to self-quarantine after the 14-day quarantine period ends. If you need to care for a person who has been infected or suspected of being infected with COVID-19, follow the instructions of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC has a list of clean rooms and buildings to be cleaned that are visited by people who have a suspected or confirmed COVID-19 case. If you are ill or have had contact with a person infected with COVID-19 in the last 14 days, you should postpone your trip. Even if you do not feel ill, returning from travel can put yourself or others at risk of infection. If you are tested negative for COVID-19, only 111% will indicate that your household may be isolated in itself. Practice social detachment during this time, both indoors and outdoors, and wear masks when you are not at home. If you are still required by law to perform mandatory self-isolation without a specific instruction or notification, and you test negative, stay in self-isolation for 14 days until you have tested negative for COVID-19 and isolated yourself. You must give your contact details to the Public Health Service so that it can follow you and also give you instructions to isolate yourself for a certain period of time in accordance with the specific instructions and communications. If you perform mandatory self-isolation within the 14-day symptom series, you may still be needed during this time without instructions or guidance on self-isolation. If Queensland is the final destination of the person, a person coming to Queensland from overseas must be isolated in a nominated building to limit the spread of COVID-19 unless otherwise stated. At the time of publication of this public health directive, it shall apply until a public health emergency has been declared, repealed or replaced. The quarantine order for the person quarantined. By this order will remain in place until the end of the health emergency or until a new public health directive is adopted. Connecticut, New Jersey and New York have issued travel advisories urging people arriving from the following states to be quarantined by the following states for 14 days. Travelers coming to Connecticut, New Jersey or New York from any of the states listed below must quarantine themselves for 14 days. Persons deemed low by the New Mexico Department of Health are exempt from mandatory travel quarantine. Episode 1103 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Jared Morris. Adios.